Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. We made it. We made it. By now the sun is down. We got it. We're making some things happen. We started today off with a bang, and we made it through. Amen. I'm so happy. I'm so happy. And then, you know, there's been so many positives that happened with today. I am beside myself and giddy, okay? We're really, really making some things happen. And, of course, why not? Why wouldn't we? When you set yourself out to do God's work, to do what's important to God, I promise you, you will be successful. Promise. These are guarantees that we have, right? But, oh, my goodness, I'm so, so glad that, you know, I was able to contact a couple people. Hey, how you doing? Hanging in there? Do you have your book? You know, this devotion. Now, you don't need a book, but the words and the focal points that we'll have follow the little handy notebook of devotions, the first one, Closer to God. And so we'll be going day by day, getting our journaling in, focusing on all of that, additional to everything else going on in the world. We still got to word, take care of children and everything. But for 30 days, we're going to focus on God. We're going to allow God priority. We're going to realize really how far away we are from that and how good it feels to be closer to that. So this is what we're going to be following for this particular fast. But I wanted to just congratulate everybody for being here. Before we even get into this great topic, I wanted to stay with it. I wanted to talk a little bit about last week. Last week we spoke about kind of like the physical part and the mental part of fasting, because those are very big parts now. Trust me, you know, you get to the point where you're like, I need to lay down. Now, you're not supposed to sleep away the entire 30 days. But you probably will get a little bit more rest then. And guess what? That's important. I like to rip and run up and down the highway. Everybody knows that. I had to really kind of talk myself into not going anywhere this weekend. Why? Is that because I don't have places to go? Is that like I don't have work to do? But I'm like, let me factor in a little extra sleep. Let me factor in a little, let me just take it down a second, you know? And so in the middle of all of that, the fast is going to slow me down a little, which I need. Get a little sleep, which I need. So we're going to talk tonight about the spiritual part of fasting and just what is your experience then. I always say, don't make it about the biscuit. Meaning, don't make it just about the food. You know, there's so much more. Your hearing will in your life becomes amazingly clear around day 4 or 5. Amazingly clear. And then once that clarity starts to seep into your bones, then you start to say, this is the steps I need to take. And then you will start voluntarily taking these steps. So I'm excited. You know, God is already bringing some things about, is already making some very positive things happen in a wonderful approach life. There are blessings running around. And I'm excited to hear, you know, jobs coming through, houses coming through, relationships coming through. And all of this on a Wednesday, and we're starting on a Wednesday. So I like the fact that we're starting on Wednesday because I was fasting anyways. But I enjoyed starting this fast in my white. It felt right, you know. I enjoyed the calm. I moved in a different rhythm today. I was like, no, I'm not waking up to work. What a horrible feeling. I'm sorry. But I'm not waking up to work. I'm waking up to pray. And so in all of the prayers made, all of the devotions made, the writing, the journaling, it felt wonderful to wake up and allow my God to be the focal point, not like, oh, let me fit you in there somewhere. Oh, I got so much to do. I love rolling out of my bed and running to my shrine room and feeling that comfort, that security, that love, that compassion, all of that is waiting for me in my shrine room. All I have to do, time, to get there. How wonderful. So this is what we're doing today, all right? We're going to talk about why I fast, why. You know, the why is so important because on those days where if you're doing a sun up to sundown fast, on the days that you don't make that sun up, you're going to need a reason why you're still going to fast. On the days that, you know, the little one misses the bus, you got to take him, the boss is being demanding, the spouse is being inconsiderate, that all the things that happen in life, I'm not talking about nothing extra, I'm just talking about life. On those days when the fast gets difficult, you're going to need to know your reason why. Why? We're going to need to know, like, I'm looking for solutions here, family. Share with me. Why, you know, what worked for you in the past? You know, what has you excited about this fast here? Or what has you kind of concerned about this fast here? You know, either way, we're sharing. We have about, of the people that have signed up so far, and I usually get a little boom after day two or three, but out of the people that have signed up so far, we have about, I want to say, 7 or 8 first-time fasters and people that are really like, you know what, I followed the principles, the rules last year, but this year I want to take it a step further and I want to fast. I want to do the whole fast. I want to be part of the mature body of a wonderful approach. You know, I really want to work on as much as I can. So that's a lot of new fasters. That's a lot of people. You know, I feel so proud within my spirit when people say, hey, I'm ready to take this next step. It makes me feel good because I know that they have seen enough positive come when they get more active in their spirituality, and they're like, I want more of that. And if you've never thought about it that way, let me turn on the light for you, okay? The more that you work on yourself and your relationship with God, the more that benefits you. The more it benefits you, of course, the more you want to work on a relationship. And it goes over and over. And so you start to see positivity equals benefits equals more positivity, which equals it's a never-ending chain. It's a never-ending cycle. Unfortunately, negativity can work the same way. So if you feel like you are in that rut and if you have a hard time breaking it, yeah, This is what we're doing, okay? And we have all of these new people working together. It's phenomenal. And I just, you know, I want to clap. You'll be able to see me clapping next year when we do the podcast and when we're working more live. But, you know, I really want to applaud those that really have allowed themselves to be uncomfortable because fasting is not necessarily comfortable. It's not. That you allow yourself to be uncomfortable for the greater good, for your greater good, for your family's greater good, for your community's greater good. You're allowing yourself this discomfort for something better, okay? And as usual, there spirit is always demanding more and more of us. And when I see more and more, I'm like, I get excited because I'm saying, oh, wow, God is really, really trusting me. Okay, you know, every time I get a little nervous, I'm like, oh, God, oh, if you say I can do it, I'm going to do it. But my goodness, this is a bit much that God has placed on my shoulders. This particular fast is the young people. Young people have to come into an understanding of prayer. And Spirit came up with the idea about a month ago, and I didn't wrestle with it. I didn't fight. I just understood what was being asked. So my youngest Mohican, my youngest Talib, who has a great ease with prayer. Prayer has always been very easy for him. He flows through it. He has a strong comprehension for the word. I mean, he's 17. So, you know, in some cultures, 17, that's a manhood. You know, look for the wife. You know, look for the job. Look for, you know, a lot of cultures, it's like he has one more year of high school, but in a lot of cultures, this would be a man looking for a job, looking for a house, looking for a wife. And so Spirit has said that I am to get him to teach a young person's prayer class. So this is like a big deal because I'm like, the baby? And again, Spirit reminds me he's not a baby. And in fact, this weekend he was showing off and lets me know for sure he's not a baby. But he's not a baby. And he's going to be leading a prayer class Thursdays, the Lord's Prayer, and something that I think the boy picked up in an hour. And he's like, but Mom, you say it all the time, so I already kind of know it because you say it, so me saying it's not a big deal. I was like, amazing. That, I mean, and he says that, but that's not the truth. You can hear something 1,000 times. I have read things before 1,000 times, and every single time I have to read it because I wasn't listening, whatever. But Talib is going to be teaching the Lord's Prayer. I am suggesting that all of our young people from 12 to, if you don't know the Lord's Prayer, you know, but no, from 12 to maybe, you know, 18, 19, whatever, if you don't know this prayer, text me so that I can add you into this group, and we're going to start it off with a conference call, and it's going to be them learning. And we're going to set them up for success, pen, paper, making sure they're on time. This is a very big step. I believe, you know, I tell everybody, I make space for young people and our men. We got to leave space for them. They move a little slower than we want them to sometimes, but leave the door open and they will walk through it. So I have something very special plan for the young people at the water. They need this prayer. So please let me get all the phone calls, the texts, all of that saying we'll be on the conference call. And mothers, I'm going to say this gently, this is not our call. I'll be listening to supervise, but we're going to allow the young people to work with the young people, and it may mean more coming from a peer. But either way, they got to get this prayer in. We're being a little too lax in our teaching our children how to pray. So this fast, we're working hard. We got our points. We're hitting. I was told today that Dakota had to go without his soda for dinner. And when I say my face was smiling so hard, I couldn't even contain myself. Because Dakota sets a precedent, okay? Dakota can do it. You can do it. I don't want to hear about it. Let's get it. So we want to teach them, even the little ones have something they can offer God. Even the little ones can make sacrifices for God. We may not be able to ask them to fast food and water all day, but we can ask them to, look, you can learn. You all of them know how to work the iPhones and the video games and YouTube, TikToks, and all this other stuff. we're going to give them something to learn that they can really excel in, something that's really going to help them long term, okay? So for the next 4 weeks, we're going to have prayer. And I really want, you know, I don't want parents interjecting on the phone, but I do want you to make sure that your little one is studying after hours, after the, in between the class, so when they come to class that they're ready, okay? So when I say there should be evolution in everything that we do, there should be evolution. You should see yourself changing. You should see the things that you're doing different. You know, I fast for the transformation, whether the transformation is physical, whether I'm looking for my health to get better, whether I'm looking for, you know, weight, I'm trying to build up this muscle. You know, the kids aren't the only ones studying prayer, okay? I have a regular prayer buddy, and we are constantly trying to achieve the understanding of what prayer is supposed to be giving us. So you should have your reasons why you fast. I would love to hear them. You can press 1. That lets me know, hey, I'd like to join in. And, you know, we're talking about why do you fast. I would love to hear about an accomplishment that you got over in the middle of your fast. I would love to understand, you know, what are some tools? I heard, you know, just in a different chat texts, you know, I'm distracting myself. I'm like, okay, what does that look like? You know, how do you distract your stomach? Because the stomachs can get kind of loud. They can get a little boisterous, you know. So how are we achieving our success in the middle of the fast? So these new fasters that have never tried this before are going to have something to go by. I don't know if you understand what it's like to do something for the first time. You know, I was brought up fasting. You know, I saw my parents fast. This was a part of my life. I was so excited to fast when I was younger because that meant I had matured. You know, I wasn't a child. Children don't fast. So adults fast. I was very, very excited. But this was a part of life. I don't know what it takes to learn about something for the first time as an adult and just say, you know what? This is going to benefit me. This is going to help my spirit. This is going to create positive changes in my household. I'm going to do it. You know, the strength and courage that it takes to say, you know, how about this family? So I'm at work today. I wanted to go home early, and it was raining, and the internet went out. And I was like, woo-hoo, I'm going home. And so, but before all of that, my boss says, hey, I'm springing for lunch. Of course you are. Of course you are. Today is the first day of fast. Of course you're springing for lunch. I bet you are. No limits, just whatever you wanted. Just, and I'm like, okay. And not Zaxby's either, not nothing cheap. Some dreaming, California dreaming someplace. But, you know, I kind of had to giggle to myself because I was like, of course you are. It's Wednesday. Of course you're going to spring for lunch. It's the first day of fast. Of course. And of course she doesn't know anything. This is not an intentional slight. But I had to kind of dig my smile a little deeper and just be more patient in the middle of it and hold steadfast to my fast and, you know, just kind of chalk it up as a smile, you know, because things that happen when you're fasting. And so for me, one of the reasons why I fast is to get more discipline over my diet. Now, I have been on this health journey, and things have, you know, gotten critical. I would say maybe over the last 2 years, critical. I mean, this is not even a matter of, oh, I want to look better in my jeans. This is not that. This is, I want to survive to live to be in my genes, right? So as I'm going through this very critical health time in my life, I've been increasing my vitamins. I've been drinking that dandelion root tea, which is not tasty, not at all. I've been doing my health things that I know to do, that I actually was brought up doing. And so this is what the fast is going to be for me. So number one, everybody knows this is thing that God ordained. All religions have these moments of fasting. You know, our Christian brothers and sisters just got finished with their Daniel fast, you know. Some of them are finished, some are not. We'll have Lent coming up. We have all kinds of fasting. Some people fast meat every Friday, I think. Then there are others that, you know, there is a moment in pieces of sacrifice in every religion, culture, spiritual understanding. So this is not anything new. We are supposed to take the time to get closer to God. One of the ways we do that is by being the noise of the now. All of this noise right here, let's stop it. We're fasting negativity. We're fasting, you know, some of those negative things that we do that aren't necessarily wrong, but they're not necessarily right. So we're going to be taking a very serious approach to our relationship with God. And this is why we fast. This is one of the benefits of fasting. Getting closer to God. Discipline in your eating. And for me, health, better health. Now, discipline in eating and better health don't always match, okay? Because you can fast from sun up to sundown. And at sundown, you're eating an entire pizza, drinking a Pepsi behind it, and then a carton of ice cream. So it doesn't necessarily mean because you fasted that you're being healthy. So I want to fast and be healthy. So I'm doing the fruits and vegetables all day. You may think it's easy, but it's not. Because when that sun goes down, you want a slice of bread, and I'm 29 days away from my next slice of bread. Okay? So whatever fast you do, you have to do it with the right intention. Think, plan for you. And what's really going to be a sacrifice? If it's not really a sacrifice, you're wasting time. And you're playing with God. And I would not suggest that you play with God. Not at all. I have a caller that would like to speak. I'd love to hear, how is this fast going? What we're doing? How is this going to work for you? Let's see. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Greetings, family. It's Sister Niecy. How are you?
How are you, my dear?
I am good on this first day of devotion. It's been an interesting day, but a good day. You know, that the first couple of days is the hardest. So it's been a good day.
Awesome. Now, what year is this fasting for you? This has been a minute.
It's been a minute. Oh, my. I don't even know now.
I know. I'm trying to think. Now, I know you were pregnant for 2 years. And so, but I think this is maybe your fifth or sixth year, something like that. We've been in this for a second.
True. Even with me being pregnant for the 2 years, I had a modified fast.
Yes. Yes. Modified.
Yes. Modified fast. It was like, these kids don't learn in womb.
Okay.
But, and they did. This is why my son is now looking at me sideways like, it's that time of year again already? Yeah.
Already.
There's no $5 biggie bag for Friday treats. There's no soda for 30 days. Yeah, get your life right. Okay.
Right. So, get your life right.
But, My fast is for a couple of things. It is a reinforcement of some things that I asked the God and my ancestors for at the beginning of this year, to remove things that were not in the will that God had for me, the things that were not benefiting my physical, mental, spiritual growth. So this is a reinforcement of those things. It is also a elevation for myself as I'm going through a transitional phase in my life. With, you know, some of those things falling off, there are, you know, some things that I have to recognize and make adjustments with. So it's time for me to step up in a lot of places. So elevate, you know, my family dynamic, elevate my relationship with my own self, you know, more self-care, more self-knowledge, more self-understanding, elevation in my interactions and relationships with people around me. You know, the people that have, you know, dug their feet in the dirt with me and stood beside me, it's, you know, time to be, you know, there for them. While, you know, they took care of me, it's my time to step up and take care of them in those situations. So this is a period of release and acceptance for me. And I am still trying to fine-tune my, you know, my sacrifice, but I do definitely know that I am going to get out into a little bit more community service than I have been doing, something that I used to do constantly that's gotten away from me. But I definitely want to get into a lot more customer service, and I don't know, I have to figure out what that thing is that I'm going to completely give away. I used to do these when I was in, you know, the Christian church, and I did my fast, and I left that thing there. I didn't pick it up after, you know, my 30 or 40 days were over. So I want to get back into that habit of, you know, leaving whatever I sacrificed at the foot of the table or at the foot of the altar, never to be retrieved again. So that's where I'm at.
Well, you have a map. Okay, see the map. We got the map. And then one of the reasons why we get our fast buddies, and Spirit's still working on that list, but the reason why we get the fast buddies is to help us stay on that path, you know.
Absolutely.
It's like, hey, you know, I thought you were giving up nonsense, you know. So this doesn't make sense, so what are we doing, you know. And those fast buddies are major. But I love what you said about being there for others. Service is a big part of what we do. We got to get this community service as an understanding. It's just what we do. And, I mean, I've seen people really, really reach out and be there. We have to continue that, because your day is going to come when you're going to need something, and then your day is going to come when you'll have something to share. So absolutely, that is all the right track, all the right track. And tell Dakota he can look at the calendar, okay? The calendar will tell him when we can go back.
He can mark his date,
water, okay? Mark it down, Get your little X's. Do whatever you got to do. But hey Cairo, tell Cairo too. He's gonna get some in a little bit, okay?
He looks. He are talking about it.
You have a wonderful night.
You too, say.
Talk to her.
He's like, wait a minute, why are you telling everybody? Dakota don't know. That's a village baby. We love you, village baby. We got to have to talk about you. This is what we do. But did you hear the reasoning and the rationale? Where are those things that you said you wanted at the beginning of the year? Where are you on that list of things? How much have you been able to say, okay, mark this off my list? Because I can tell you, okay, number one, if you don't have a list, you're kind of floating in the middle of the air. You're not going to achieve anything if you don't even have a list to refer to. But think about those things we asked for just 3 months ago. And what are we doing now to reinforce them? Are you living by the goals that you set up? These aren't things I've given to you. These are things that you said were important. Are you living up to them? Spring's around the corner, even though it doesn't feel like it outside. Spring is around the corner. This is our, we've been through our spring equinox. We're moving into the time when we're supposed to plant for harvest. We're moving into that right now. In order to plant, you have to know what you want. Don't plant black beans and you're really looking for sweet potatoes. You'll be disappointed. Don't plant onions and you're looking for a lemon tree. You will be disappointed. So let's start thinking about what you even want in order to be able to put it in the ground so you can be fruitful, okay? Wonderful reasons why, wonderful reasons why. And there comes a point in time where you may think all the fads blend together. You know, I've been doing this, you know, carried one, close to 39 years, 39 individual fads, minus the two for the kids. And it still is a challenge for me. I look for the challenge. I look, how can I really make this a sacrifice? And then now, which my youngest has shown me very clearly, the little ones are watching us. They're listening to us. So if we're making prayers in our house, they're hearing them. But I promise you, if you're doing something else in your house, they're going to hear that too. If you're yelling, fussing, cussing, they're going to hear that too. And they're going to take it where? To daycare. They're going to take it where? Straight to the teacher. And you'll be a no. Oh, your little one said this. You know, I know where that came from. I know where it came from. So this is why we have to do this work, make these prayers, be positive, be fellow, you know, get our fellowship in. There's so many positive things that we could be doing. Okay? I got another call that would like to speak. I love it. We want to hear, look, how did you get through? If you have fasted once or twice, when did it stop being about the biscuit? When did it stop being about the biscuit? When was it really about, okay, let me get these prayers in. Let me get my journaling in. I do miss the biscuit, but I know it's for a higher purpose. I'm moving in a higher energy. So let's see here. Greetings, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So Nicole.
Miss Nicole. All right, what fast is this for you?
I think this is four, number four.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I think it's number four.
Yeah. That sounds about right. That sounds about right. When did it stop being about the biscuit for you?
At the end of the first fast.
Okay.
Because okay. You start learning that you are not feeding your belly, you're feeding your soul and your spirit.
Amen.
So the more you were feeding, you know, you were reading or you were journaling, you were praying or meditating or being of service or all of those other things that we are committed to do for those 30 days, that becomes the nourishment.
Absolutely.
And so then it goes, it changes over time. Because even now, this year, I'm just eating cleaner. I'm not doing sun up to sun down. I'm eating cleaner because I understand the sun up to sun down already. And what I learned last year, I have to change it up. So what does that look for me? And it's attached to my goals of understanding the body better, understanding the mind and spirit and the health mindset much better. So I am attaching those goals to practices and teachings and studying in those
Absolutely.
Areas.
Absolutely. Do not be afraid to switch your fast up. We're going to be doing this for a minute. We're going to be here for a second. Let's switch this up. Let's put that time in and learn what works for your body. Like I said, fasting all day and then, you know, doing all this extra at night is not helpful. You're jerking your body around, and your body's going to be like, what is really going on? So
right.
Let it be really clean, you know. Let me ask you this. What about, I talk about this family, what about the swear jar? What about
the
swear jar?
That's not even an issue for me anymore.
When you said eat clean, spirit immediately says we got to talk clean too. We have to think clean too.
Of course. We,
you know,
the thing cleaning is definitely in the realm. It's not even about the profanity of cursing.
Correct.
That's an issue. It's the self-talk or talking to myself differently that you have to incorporate also. I can do the not doing that for a while. But it's those the ego creeps in and tells you something that's not so good, or you think something that's not so good, and it's like, how are you rectifying that? How are you changing it up? Or are you catching it fast enough to replace it with a positive thought? So
Amen.
That's a constant thing that I'm working on. That never stops. So this is just part of the process. But what you do, even when you slide back into that negative space, it's easier to become more aware once you start putting in the practice of speaking differently.
That's right.
So that never goes away.
No, it doesn't. It's a whole nother, you know, and of course, I hate to be like this, but negativity is slippery. It's not just
very.
Oh, yeah, come get me. You know, no, it's going to slide into another area that you didn't think it was there. It'll slide into another. And so we have to make sure that we're not giving it those little outs. No, you got to go completely, okay?
Yeah.
Don't be waiting in my car for me to sit there, and I'll have road rage for an entire hour before I get to work. And then, you know, then I'm surprised why I walk into work and I got scowl on my face and I'm mad. And where did you pick this negativity up? It was waiting for you. We have to catch it in all places. So thank you so much for sharing. With your 4 years in. Yeah, you're getting there. That's major.
It sure is.
So thank you for sharing. So Sister Cole said an important thing. She said, I am being more gentle, more cautious, more caring with myself. Family, I cannot stress enough how important that is. Please be gentle with yourself, even in the middle of the fast. We're not perfect. God already knows that. Now, that doesn't give you an excuse, oh, we're just going to do willy-nilly, God knows my heart, and blah, blah. Come on now. We're not going to minimize the work. But I do need you to be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with your words. Be gentle with your self-talk, because it's important and it matters. It matters. There are times and places and spaces you may be the only one speaking to yourself. And you need that to be a positive experience. You know, we don't need to go to the gym and sit there and beat ourselves up for an hour and a half. How likely are you to do that again if you're going in there and it's just an overall negative experience? I mean, it's hard enough walking on a treadmill. Can't we whistle and do it? Can't we be joyful and do it? You know, so those are kind of things that we need to think about when we're going through this fast. I'm going to share. Going through this fast, you are in a power position, but you're also in a vulnerable position as well. This is one of the reasons why we're having these conversations, so that we know exactly kind of what to expect. And for our wonderful people that are new to fasting, what you can expect. So, okay, yeah, you may be a little bit more tired because you're not fueling your body with the normal amount of fuel that it's accustomed to. So that's going to have you possibly a little tired, maybe a little cranky, maybe a little hangry. Work on that, because that's an opportunity where negativity can come in and it shouldn't even have an access right there. Okay? So give yourself a little grace. I knew today when I left for work that I was not working all day. I already knew that. I didn't know if the boss was going to be cool with it, know if some kid was going to have an emergency. I didn't know what was going to happen. I just knew, I told myself before I left, we're not going to be gone all day. That was my way of saying, you know, hold on until we get here. That was my little grace moment. And come to find out, boss told me, hey, no internet, go home. Like, oh, thank you. All right. And I high-fived my little angels, bing, bing, because I was like, I know y'all arranged that. I know y'all arranged that, because I already knew when I left the house I wasn't feeling all day. So allow yourself these small little favors, because I know vulnerability is real. You know, that might mean, and I know for me, I had a conversation with my mother this morning. I know for me, that means certain conversations I'm not going to have with people. There are certain people that may not hear from me until the middle of April, okay? And I don't care. They won't hear from me until the middle of April, because I'm going to be conserving my energy, the positivity around me. I'm going to make a very direct, conscious effort to only be in environments where I'm welcomed, environments that have understandings of me, you know. So if you are out and, you know, we're having a wild frat party, these people usually already know not to call me. But should one freak accident, they missed out, they called me, right? I already know that's not my party. I already know that I'm not going. I already know that I'm not even going to tempt myself. You know, oh, well, if I you know, take me a couple oranges, I'll be fine. No, ma'am. No, we're just not going. And we don't have to prove anything by trying to put ourselves in these positions that are not well. So not only do I want you during this fast time to be aware of what you're eating, I also want you to be aware of what you're saying to yourself and others. I want you to be aware of what you're thinking. You know, so if we're increasing prayer, so we already make prayer in the morning, every morning. We already make prayer in the evening, every evening. Now, whether your heavy prayer is in the morning, my heavy prayer is usually in the evening, but, you know, no matter where your heavy prayer is, you're making these two prayers, right? But, you know, this is devotions. If there's an extra prayer in there, you know, grace, you know, before you eat, while you smelling all that good food, you get real thankful, real thankful. You get right the whole gratitude Bible at that point. You get real thankful, okay? Allow yourself to be thankful. You know, when you get frustrated and call your fast buddy, even in your frustration, don't be heavy. Don't make them be like, oh, you again. No, don't be heavy. You know, this is a great time for laughter. This is a great time for making jokes. This is a great time for, you know, just loving the experience and the fellowshipping that we do in the middle of the fast. It's wonderful. It really, really is. And promise you, people that hang around A Wonderful Approach, they're so appreciative. I mean, I have worked with, I get more thank yous. You met this meant a lot. And I'm like, you know I'm working, right? You know, but this is such a grateful group. Everything you do is appreciated. Your kindness, appreciated. So when you're calling your fast buddy, I'm sure they appreciate the phone call.
You know, I reached out to a sister today. She is like, I am in the middle of going through it. I said, hey, perfect timing. Let's talk about it. Let's pray about it. Promise you, your good work will not be in vain. Allow yourself to enjoy that. Allow yourself to enjoy helping others. I know there have been, I have heard from fast buddies, so I do my share of reaching out. And they're like, whoa, I wouldn't have made it. If I didn't have the fast buddy that I had, I would not have made it, period. So, you know, and a lot of these fast buddies are still buddies today. They become their prayer buddies. They become, you know, their retreat buddies. You know, it seems like certain people like to go to retreat at the same time. Whatever, however this works, it's wonderful to have a person that you are working with, okay? It's wonderful to have that person that you're praying with, all right? And I really, you know, as we're winding down, ways to do this fast successfully, be prepared. Last year when I was doing the raw, I mean just raw, man, I was doing a great deal of traveling. And I had a little bag, and I had a plate, a knife, a fork, some avocado, seasoned salt, you know. It was so survivalist, you know, but I made it through. I did better than I really even thought I could. You know, I don't know if you've ever surprised yourself and like, we did that, you know, that's how I felt. It was amazing. So be prepared. That helps. That helps a lot. Because you don't have to worry about, you know, being caught out there. You know, even like today, I brought over food to work. I had more vegetables and fruits there. And, you know, I brought plenty home, whatever. But I made sure that no matter what, now that I know my boss is on the pop-up buying lunch deal, I have to make sure I have my lunch. I have to make sure that I'm not caught short in that because that's an opportunity just to get me off track. Not negative, but just off track. So be prepared, okay? Two, in the preparation, allow yourself some grace, okay? Do not pack 10 grapes and think that you're prepared. Give yourself a little grace, you know. Allow a little extra. If you're doing sun up to sundown, make sure you have your drink with you. If you're going to be outside, you know, right now the weather is still kind of, it's still making up its mind. But if you're going to be outside, have your water with you so that you don't run a risk of getting dire thirsty and thinking that soda is the only thing that's going to work. And then also surviving the fast. Keep focus on your reasons why you're fasting. This one thing about this devotion book, not only does it give us a date, does it give us a thought idea to focus on. It's chock full of prayers. Every single day there's a new prayer in there. Prayers from all over. Prayers in multiple languages, even though it says English here. It's all languages, all reasons, all purpose. So not only does it give you a point to focus on, and there are times when we need to focus, it also gives you a point to make some prayers on. You know, if you need that emergency prayer and it happens, so you need that emergency prayer, hey, I need some help to get through this moment because all of this is a moment. You know, I'm sitting here still kind of stuck because I'm like, man, you said you've done 38, 39 fasts in your life minus the two for kids. That's a lot of fasting. That's a lot of fasting. Each of them were moments. And at that moment, I may have needed to focus on the God part, being young, not always focused, a little lost time to time. I may have needed to focus on the God part. As I'm getting older, I might need to focus on the health part, the physical aspect of the fast. I may need to spend more time there to get the discipline and determination to help kickstart a healthier understanding. You know, depending on where you are in your life, this fast can have multiple reasons for you.
You know, I love, Sister Nisi said, I'm doing a transformation. I'm changing myself. I need the prayer. Time, when I started this, I mean, everything about me changed in 30 days. I have been trying to make these changes for 2 years. But I walked into that fast. I said, oh, God, I got something for you. I want you to see me. I want you to see me working hard. And I did, and I promise you the blessings were overwhelming. Every day there was a new aha, a huge aha, too. Not no little ones. Like, whoa, where'd that even come from? So now this is not just my fast season, it's my blessing season. And so I'm going to be looking for those same blessings. It was a miracle to me. I'm going to be looking for those same miracles. God, you did it once. I know you could do it again. I want to see it, please. I'm going to work hard so that I can feel good in the blessing that is coming to me and my family, children blessed with health, mother blessed with health, growing. We're growing, family. Growing house, growing temple. This is amazing. And this is day one. So coming day two, day three, and then when the noise stops, when the stomach stops grumbling, when the coworkers stop asking, I'm not going to lunch, when the workload comes second, third, fourth to my prayers, when all of that happens and it aligns, it seems like the stars are shining and the angels are coming, and when everything comes together and then God gently blesses me, it's all there. It's all there. So I hope you do a lot of journaling. The journaling is so important because the journaling is going to help you to see where you started. Because when that whirlwind comes for you and your head is spinning and you're like, whoa, where are we going now? When you got all this positive energy swirling around you, sometimes it's helpful in our gratitude to look back and see where we came from. You know, when you keep that journal of, hey, I started this fast. I was running. I couldn't even run the mile, but I was doing this, this, and this. Then at the end of the fast, your new time, your new energy, you're able to do things better and faster, just a more understanding. And I look, I'm going to leave it on the altar. I'm not just making these changes for 30 days. This worked so well in my life, I have to keep it going. This worked so well in my life, God is going to put me in a position because this is my new understanding. It's that kind of stuff, family. So, as we're winding down, we have the radio program every morning at 7:30. Every morning, 7:30. We're going to be praying our way through this fast. We're going to be asking for God to support us, asking for God and our ancestors to guide us. So every morning at 7:30, a little pep talk to get us ready for the day. And then, like I said, we'll have Fast Buddies out. Also, there's the Facebook page that we're going to be working on. And then, with Super New, God surprised me on it, but we're going to have the Young Person's Prayer class Thursday at 8. I want all young people there that do not know the Lord's Prayer. If you know the Lord's Prayer and you're under 18, okay, see you next time. And, you know, if you are over 18 and you know the Lord's Prayer, I'm going to ask you to learn the next prayer, and you'll teach class next year. We're going to be doing this every single year. We're going to be engaging our young people. We're not going to leave our young people out there for the world to eat, because that's what happens when our young people don't know prayer. That's what happens when our young people don't have a personal relationship with God, when they're only going through the benefits of mom, grandmom, dad, or whatever prayer that they're receiving through benefit of just being a child. They need to start making some of these prayers and efforts themselves. So I'm so glad. I mean, it makes perfect sense. I'm surprised that I'm just getting to this. But that's okay. Everything in divine order, and we'll make it happen. But let's get everyone involved. Let's get to this prayer class. We have something special for them at the water. Let's make sure they're prepared for it, okay? Moving into prayer right now. Father, Mother, God, I am so full at this very moment. I am full of joy, hope, kindness, full of love, full of appreciation. I am determined in my will and in my purpose. I am disciplined in my energy and in my efforts, in my language. I am ready to live this spiritual lifestyle to the best of my ability. God, please accept the offerings that we make for you over the next 30 days. Accept our prayers. Accept our sacrifice. Encourage us and strengthen us in the midst of our sacrifice. Allow your words to be the word. Allow your will to be the will. Allow every able body to say amen to the words that you have for us in the direction that you're leading us, God. God, we know for a fact that prayer is how we communicate. Meditation is how we listen. God, please encourage us in those quiet moments when we think that no one's listening, when we think no one cares. Encourage us in those quiet moments, God, so that we can come fully to you, learning your ways, understanding you, developing that personal relationship with you, God. We come before you ready to serve, ready to work, ready to be given our next instruction as we move forward in this fast. God, I pray that all of the work that we do is pleasing to you. May you be pleased with our efforts. May you be pleased with our intentions. May you be pleased with our intentions for each other. Guide and guard us, protect us, because we know negativity is on the rise. We know that negativity stay busy. We know that it is everywhere and anywhere. Leave us not to our own, not even small. Allow us to stay in your umbrella, God. Stay under your protection. Allow us to stay close to you. Allow each mind and heart that studies and reaches for God, may they have that comfort that they are able to achieve. God, I am thankful for all of the blessings that you have put into my path. I am thankful for all of the blessings that you are going to see you and to know you and to achieve their goals and have the blessings that they desire as well. I know that you are capable. I know that it is possible. There is nothing that you cannot do. I ask you for the miracle, God. Amen.